Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Tes Vav, 115. As we continue through Yesh Nochlin, and we quoted yesterday the end of Shir, a shita which we don't paskin like, but the shita was that a mother yarshins her son, as Reb Yochanan said in the name of Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, Dvar Torah Ha'av Yoresh is Beno, Yaisha Yoresh is Beno, father yarshins his son, a mother yarshins his daughter, Rechmana Lassan, if that order occurs, the child dies first. Shemar matos makish mateha aim mateha av. You compare each of the nachlus ma mateha av av yoreshes bino av mato aim isha yoreshes bino. So you compare the two. That was Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. Just one line in the Rashbam I didn't get to mention. It's Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon. So we had a whole discussion at the end of Shir yesterday about the it doesn't quote it as a brisa, just Rav Yochanan in the name of this Rav. So the Rashbam says, when do you ever have the language of Mishum? When instead of just saying, I'm Rav Yochanan, I'm a Rav, which you know Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav. That's the usual usage and language of the Chazal. Amar Yochanan, you quote five different rabbis in a row. But here, when does it say Mishum? So this is a Shas Rashbam, just to put on the general list. Fourth to last Rashbam on the Amud. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Mishum Delo Haya Rabbo Muvhak Ka'amar. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon was not Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbo Muvhak. Mishum Shelo Herkel Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Dvarim Mishmosh Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. He didn't. This wasn't his Rebbe. He didn't always say things in the name of the Rebbe. The Rebbe Shimon. Avol mi Rabbo Yomar Amar Rebbe Yochanan Amar Rebbe Yanai. So when it's your Rebbe, your Rabbo Muvhak, and you heard it from him, and you always say things in his name. So that's when you have the names one right after the other. Amar 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 Amar. But if it's Mishmo Shel, that means that's not a Rebbe Muvhak. That just means something that you heard from him, and therefore, that's why you use the language of Mishum. So that's Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, but it wasn't his Rabbi Muvhak. Interesting, in the light of this, that the next line, Rabbi Yochanan is about to ask a question to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Right? It's not his Rabbi Muvhak, so maybe that's how the Brisa then asked the question, what we're up to now, the top of the next Amud, Kuftes Vav, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So that gives a little more appreciation now. It was not his Rabbi Muvhak, and maybe that's how he's asking the question. So Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Ha'isha es benav, Ha'isha es baila, v'yachia eim, manchila v'lo nochalin, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that these people are in the category of giving Yerusha but not getting Yerusha. And one of them was Ha'isha es bina. So isn't this again, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon is against our Mishnah. Right? Because he says that a mother does Yarshin a son. Amar Lei, so he answers, Mishnah Seinu Eni Odea Mishana. I don't know who the author is of the Mishnah. I don't know. Says the Rosh Baham, Mishnah Seinu Eni Odea Mishana, De'ena Iker. Because it's not an Iker, it's not an authoritative source. Dihigufa kasha, because even within the Mishnah itself there's a problem. Kidila kamon, as we're going to see in a few minutes, that the Mishnah itself has inherent problems. The Hilkok second skinny line. Kivan the Shaminan lay, the Darish Hakesha de Matos, since we already learn that Yudarshin, the word matos does teach me something, which we do agree with back on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, that a son goes before a daughter, b'nechse ha'im. That's what you learn mato, you learn from the word matos, double lashon. So, chanami, abimatsu lakushi, the member of the Yerushas is benazar, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon says that once you're learning the word matos, you use matos to compare the Nachlas Av and Nachlas Aim in various ways. Not just that the ben goes before the bas, but also that the aim gets just like the Abba gets. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon says. I'm not sure who the Mishnah is like because I don't think it's authoritative. I think there are problems with the Mishnah. V'leimalei continues the Gemara, Rabbi Zachariah ben Akatzav, who he delo darish matos. There is someone out there that he could have said he darshins. It could have been Rabbi Sechai ben Akatzif, who we had earlier, that does not darshin matos. We had earlier the shita on Kufyat Aleph, that a son and a daughter are equal in nechse ha'im. Right? You don't say the son goes before the daughter. He does not darshin matos. So maybe that's the author of our Mishnah who argues on him. Because he, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, darshins the matos to teach me, you compare the nachlas, and our Mishnah doesn't. So maybe our Mishnah is the authorship of Rabbi Zachariah ben Hakatziv, the butcher, son of the butcher. So Gemara says, lo mitzukma masizik Rabbi Zachariah ben Hakatziv. No. He didn't want to learn the Mishnah as Rav Chaim ben Akasav Shita. Why? Diktani, because, as the follows. Ubnei Achos. Right, one of the categories in the Mishnah was the sons of a sister. V'tnei b'nei achos v'lo b'nos achos. The sons of the sister of the father, but not the daughters of the sister. Right, v'hamin l'may helchasa l'inyin what do we say b'nei achos darshin? Not b'nos achos, v'amrav sheshes l'kadem. B'nei achos goes before b'nos achos. The Isak Adaita, that's all what we learn from our Mishnah. The Isak Adaita Chmasisim Zachari ben Akatsav, and if we say our Mishnah is really like Zachari ben Akatsav, he, Ha'amar Achai ben Vechanabas, Shavim and Echsi Ha'im, they would be the same. They would be the same, Ben Abbas are equal. So therefore, it can't be Rabbi Zachari ben Akatsav. That's why Rabbi Shimon did not want to say our Mishnah was like that Shita. Okay, period. But now the Gemara says, V'tana didan, so now we're getting back to the inherent problem that we said, V'tana didan mimanav shach. So now let's get back to our Mishnah. One second, we have an inherent problem with our Mishnah. E darish matos, we have two halachos that we learn from the drasha matos. So again, matos is plural, and therefore we darshan mata ha'av and mata ha'em. That's when matos, in the same word, is referring to the two different nachlas. So who... what is our Mishnah darshan? E darish matos. If our Mishnah does hold the matos, ishanami tiresh es benas, then you should hold like Reb Shimon, who says that a mother darshan's a yarshan's a son, just like a father yarshan's a son, so to a mother. So if you hold the matos, you should go all the way. E lo darish matos, and if you don't darshan matos, then back on what we learned on Kufyan Aleph, ben tekodem labas benechzei ha'eminale. How do you know a son comes before a daughter regarding the nechasim of the mother? You have a drasha that the son darshan's the mother also, but how do you know that that his son comes before the daughter? Right? If you darshan matos, you have to go all the way. The Rashbam here says, for a second medium line in the Rashbam, says the Rashbam, ain hekish lamechsa. There's no hekish lamechsa. Once you learn matos comparing to nachlas, nechsi av and nechsi ha'em, and you say it goes across the board. Right? A hekish, there's a machlokas we mentioned in the past, Rashi and Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, where there's a machlokas. Everybody agrees that Gzeira Shava only you need a Rebbe for it. You can't learn Gzeira Shava by yourself. Everybody agrees that Kal V'chomer you could darshan yourself. Adam Don Kal V'chomer Miatzma. What about everything else in between? Hekish and Binyanav and Klalu Prat and all the others. That's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. But either way, whether you darshan it yourself or whether you darshan it from your Rebbe, it's ain Hekish L'machso. You can't go halfway. You can't say that I'm going to learn the Hekesh for one halacha and not for the other halacha. Once you compare two cases, then you have to go all the way. So says the Gemara, La'olam darish matos. Really, we darshan the word matos. We hold a matos. And therefore, that's why we darshan ben kodim labas b'nichseh ha'em, as we had earlier. What about here? Why don't we hold like Rabbi Yehuda b'Rav Shimon? V'shayni hacha, da'amar kra, here is different because the pasuk says, v'chol bas yoreshes nachala, yoreshes ve'ena moreshes. It says, bas is yoreshes nachala. So we darshan that a daughter is yoresh, but is not moresh to her son. So a pasuk beats out the hekish. A pasuk is docha the hekish. Is a hekish considered mefurish Torah Shebichsav? That is a discussion for now. Comes up elsewhere. Comes up in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Rishonim discuss it. Is a hekish considered? Right, a hekish is you have two things next to each other. Is that considered mefurish b'Torah? What if you learn out an avera based on a hekish? Do you get malchus? Malchus you could only get if it's mefurish. Pen hishamer al or lo. You have to have one of those words. So what if you have a hekesh that's comparing one to another and one of them has an al or a lo? So there's the other one, so that's a discussion in the Rishonim, where that's considered mefurish. But if you have a mefurish pasuk like this, so that would beat it. The Gemara Sim says, in any case, bas yoreshes nachalab, that wins. Yoreshes ve'ena mo reshes. Okay, so now we are up to the second Mishnah in Perek Yesh Nochlin. I'll say Mesechas Yesh Nochlin, it really is. It's its own unique Mesechta. But now we're up to the Seder HaNachlas. Seder HaNachlas Kachu, remember we had a little bit of this in the first Mishnah, right? In the first Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches, it says different categories, four categories. Now we're getting into Lamaisa. This is the order that occurs. Seder HaNachlas Kachu. This isn't a complete order. The complete order we're going to have in a Rashbam tomorrow. Rashbam tomorrow on Kuf Tez Zayin Amabez. It's a big fat Rashbam that goes through exactly the order of every single nachla. That's Bez Hashem tomorrow's daf. But now we have a little bit at least. Ish ki yamus uvein ein lo. A man dies and does not leave a son. It goes to the daughter if there is no son. So, mashpa from there, ben kodim labas. So a son goes before a daughter. We mentioned the first day, why would it be that the Torah doesn't say it? Why doesn't the Torah just say the son gets? The Torah says it in a backwards way that, you know, if there is no son, if there is no son, because maybe the son is not a regular din of Yerusha. A ben is really taking the place of the father, and therefore it didn't say it explicitly. We said that from the Kli Chemda. So a ben kodim labas, and now the Mishnah adds, Kol yotze yorecho shel ben kodmin labas. Anybody who is fit to be yoresh, all those who come from him go first also. So let's say by the shvatim are Yarshin and Yaakov Avinu. So the Yaakov dies, so all the shvatim get an achla. Let's say one of the shvatim died already before Yaakov, but he has children. So they get the equal portion. They take the place of the father. You don't say, oh, there are 11 brothers and they're closer. No. The grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh, even if they wouldn't be Kiruvim and Shimon, even if they'd be regular grandchildren, so they would take the place of the father, and therefore they would get a piece of the Yerusha, as we're going to learn from Benos Slavchat. Even if they were daughters. If they were daughters, they would get Yerusha along with their uncles. Along with their father's brothers, they would get Yerusha. That's Yotze Yerecho. Anyone who comes out from a son who is getting the Yerusha, Kol Min Labas, they go before the daughter. Let's say if there are three daughters and one son. Three daughters and one son, and the son died before the father. And then there are grandsons of the Niftar. So they're going to get the whole thing. They're going to get the whole thing. The daughters aren't going to get anything because they take the place of the father. Just like if the father was alive, the father would get everything because Ben Kodim Labas. So too, the Yotze Yerecho of the Ben would get before the Bas. And also, continues the Mishnah, Bas Kodemes La'achin. But let's say somebody has daughters. Somebody has daughters and brothers. Daughters and brothers. And the daughters get everything. The brothers are only going to get if there are no children. But if there are sons, go before daughters. But then if there are no sons, then the daughters get. So the Bas Kodes La'achin. We discussed the first day, Bizman Hazeh, what's done. But this is Api Torah. Api Din Daraisa. So a Bas Kodemes La'achin. And Yotzi Yerecho Shal Bas Kodem La'achin. The same thing if the daughters have other children, so then they would get before the Niftar's brothers. That's number two. Number three, Achin Kodmin La'acheyav. The brothers go before the father's brothers, the uncles. Meaning, let's say one of the Shvatim dies, Levi dies. If Levi died, so then Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, all those Shvatim would get before Esav. Or get before Esav, the father's brother. Because the brothers go before the father's brothers. Even though you might say that, what we're going to get to again in a minute, you might say that why the brother's getting, maybe they're getting only through Yaakov. Maybe they're getting through Yaakov. It goes from Levi who died to Yaakov to the brothers. So maybe they're kind of equal. The children of Yaakov and the brother of Yaakov. No, it's not equal. The children of Yaakov get before the brothers. Achin kodmin la'achei ha'av. The brothers get before the father's brothers. And Yotzei yireichan shel achin kodmin la'achei ha'av. And also those who come from the brothers, right? Those children of the Shvatim would get before Esav. Right? And this Zeh HaKlal, we'll get back to that. First, let's finish the Mishnah. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Kol ha'kodem anachla, Yotzei yireicho kodmin. Anybody who comes first in Nachla, so his progeny, his Yotzei Yerecho are also comes first. V'ya'av kodem l'kol Yotzei Yerecho. And by the Gemara is going to talk about that statement that the father comes before all of his Yotzei Yerecho. What does that mean? Meaning besides children, so the father gets next. I mean the father, the bishop didn't say it for favors, but the father gets before the brothers. The father gets before the Yaakov of Yaakov would get before the other Shvatim. So that's the last line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, anybody who's called the Menachla, his Yotzei Yerecho come, there is one exception to the rule. There's one Charig, there's one exception. It's the Rambam. The Rambam writes, and that is a husband to a wife. The Rambam writes in Aleph Yud Beis, Ein Habal Yoris Ish Ishto Vuhu Bekever. Kishar Yarshin Shel Mishpachas Ha'af. A husband and wife, I think we mentioned this maybe, does the you don't say Yotzei Yerecho comes. Meaning, Ketzad, Baal Shemes, V'achar kach mesa ishto. What's the halacha? If a husband dies first before the wife, so then ein omrin hoel v'habal hayakodem l'kal adam b'yerushasa kach yorshe habal yikad mulashar yorshe ha'isha. You don't say that. Ella yorshe ha'isha mi'mishpachas beis avia heim yorshin osa im mesa achar baila. If a husband dies before the wife, then the wife's yorshim. If there are no children. If there are children, so then the children get it. But if there are no children and there's no husband, so then it's not, let's say the husband has brothers. The husband has brothers, they don't get. The Yarshe HaIsha get. So this is another raya to what we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, the footnote in the Ritva, where he said that the Yerusha HaBaal is different than any other Yerusha. It's not based on kurva, because the Baal is not a blood relative to the wife. They're not krovim. It's a din of, it's a chusma moni based on the nisuin. It's a tanaik suba. Just like there are a lot of obligations and privileges that the husband and the wife gets to, from each other and for each other. So too, this is a haraya, that the second he dies, it's paka. Right? You don't say that it's, that his yotzi yirecho are gonna get. No, the husband gets. Once the husband dies first, that's it. His yarshim do not get. So that's an exception to the rule here where it says, kala kodim manachlo, yotzi yirecho kodmin. The husband is kodim manachla, but his yotzi yirecho are not kodmin. That's one exception to the rule. Okay. Related to what we discussed earlier, but now we're gonna talk about it a little more in depth. And that is brothers. Achei hames. Achei hames yarshining. Do the Achi HaMeis, the Rishonim already discussed, but it's expanded upon by the Achronim, do the Achi HaMeis get directly from the Meis, or do they go through the father? When the Shvatim, let's say one of the Shvatim died, we always use the Shvatim there, we use the Shvatim in Nezikin, we use the Shvatim in Yerusha, Reuven kill Shimon, and Reuven Yarshan Shimon, you know, any case in Shas, we use Reuven and Shimon come together to testify. Right, they did a lot of, as usually you would think, Shimon and Levi. Right, they're the brothers, they're always connected. But Reuben and Shimon are. Anyway, so let's say one of the Shvatim dies, Naphtali dies. So all the Shvatim, Yarshin, Naphtali, if Yaakov's not alive, then all the Shvatim and Naphtali has no children. So do we say they're Yarshining directly from Naphtali? Or do they go through the father? After all, if the father's alive, the father goes first. So is that a tip-off that if the father that is going through the father? Or maybe not. If the father's there, he comes first. But once he's not there, the brothers get directly. Because, you know, they're similar to their brother. Like Yibum. Like Yibum we had earlier. He takes the place. Yochim al-shem achiv ames. So, there are a number of nafkamina. We had the Tosas read back at the beginning of the parak, if you remember that. But there are other nafkaminas that come up. And that is, Rabbi Kiva Eger, number one, notes, what if the father is owed money? If the father is owed, there are chovos of the father, so are the brothers going to take that biyerusha? Are they going to take that biyerusha, and are they going to even split up the double portion? Because a bechor is not notel bara'o ikiva mochsak, if it's owed. So again, it might have to do with or if the brother has chovos. I'm sorry, if the brother has chovos. So again, does it go through the father, or does it go directly to them? That is the issue brought up by Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Chasam Sofer has a fascinating ha'ara, and that is based on a Mordechai. The Mordechai in Kiddushin quotes, Taf Tzadik Beis, Pasak Mar Rav Tzedek Gaon, Mumar La'akum Eino Yoresh Aviv. A Mumar La'avodazara does not Yarshin. That's the halacha of Mordechai. I'm not saying we pass him this way. But this is what the Mordechai says. He gets all other Yerushas, but he's not Kamtachas Aviv. He gets Yerushas Achirim, but not Yerushas others. L'Rav Yonireh, he argues, Kamoshe Morish Labanav Hachanami Yorishas Aviv, Tiafa Bishachata Yisraelu. Right, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, by Achan. Right, Chata Yisrael, Ava Bishachata Yisraelu. Right, this is the basis, by the way, of a tshuva of Rashi. Rashi writes in a tshuva that Rachmana Litzlan, let's say there's a person who was became a mishuman and he was married. Is he still married? He's still married. Do you say he needs a get? Maybe you say, oh, he became a guy. So she's not married anymore. So we pass him, they need a get. Rashi writes. Right? Chata Yisrael. So that's what the Rav Yah says here too. So he gets Yerusha. David Shechata Yisrael. Ah, haya b'yedei chachamim lahafkiya mamono. Dehefker bezen haya hefker. K'damrina perek sheni. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But that's a shita in the Rishonim of a mumar la'akum is not Yorish's father. So it says the Chasam Sofer. Oh, so what if one of the brothers is a mumar? Does he yarshin here? So if it goes through the father, he's not going to get Yerusha according to the Mordechai. But if it goes directly from the brothers, so he's going to get it because the Mumar gets the other Yerusha. It just doesn't get the father's Yerusha. So that is Chassam Sofer's Nafkamina. Number three, what if a son assers, he's asser Mudr Hanah from his father? Another Nafkamina the Achronim come up with. He's Mudr Hanah from his, I can't get any Hanah from my father. So again, if it's coming directly from the brothers, Beseder, so then it's fine. He could get the Yerusha. If it's coming from the, if it's going through the father, so again, he would not be able to get any property. And finally, one more. Fascinating. Writes the Rambam. Hilchas Rotzeach. Beginning of Hilchas Rotzeach. Kol Horeg Nefesh Adam Yisrael Over Belosase. Shemar Lo Sertzach. It's good. If your family violates murder, they got an Aveira. And if he kills b'mezid, then he is chayv misa b'sayif. Mipi eshmu alam dushizu misa sayif. Bein sharagas chaver v'barizel bein shesover ba'esh misa b'sayif. And then halacha beis. Mitzvah b'yad goel hadam sheneemar goel hadam hu yamis has harotzeach. It's a mitzvah for who to kill, the goel hadam to kill. It's a mitzvah. The Gemara talks about mitzvah, rishus. It's a good idea. What if I say, I should or I can? Right? That's a Mr. Meseches Makis. Come up in a couple of months. So the Gemara says, mitzvah b'yadigo al adam. And then the Rambam adds, v'chol hara'ui liyerusha hu goel hadam. How close is the relative for goel hadam? We know what we always say, the relatives, the krovim. Who's the krov? What if you have a third cousin once removed? Right? What if you have a distant, right? But I'm very close with them, right? So third, so half. What's royally our show?
That's
a good question. What if does Bezat declare? Does Bezat declare that it was a resicha b'shogeg? So that's discussions of Maseches Makos. We'll have to get to.
But that doesn't mean that the closest relative. It means any relative.
Well, let's see. So kol royally Yerusha, who goal adam? Anybody who's roy to Yerusha, he's the goal adam. So ask the Chazon Ish, royally Yerusha. Says everybody, every Jew in life is a royally Yerusha. It's Mishmush, it keeps going. Right? We're all relatives. Just go back to Adam. We're all relatives. So you know what the Rama must mean direct? Or else Ein L'davar Sof. Chazon Ish says if it's not direct, what's royally Yerusha? What? Only two steps, three steps. It's got to be first. Royal Yerusha, whoever's the next of kin, the next one to get Yerusha, that's what the Rambam is talking about, Royal Yerusha. Because if it's more than that, in Ladavar Sof. So Nafkamina here, if somebody's brother was killed, so are they considered Goal Adam? If it goes through the father, then the father's the Goal Adam. But if it goes through, a lot of times the father's elderly, you want the brothers to go and kill the guy. Right? But if the brothers are getting it directly, so then they are the Goal Adam. So that's another Nafkamina, whether it's going through the father or it's going directly to the brothers. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Rotzeach. Rambam adds, we'll have to get to this. Musar and Bezin Shalolika Kofrim in Rotzeach. It's a great Rambam that we don't take money. Where it's just either killed or that's it. She'in Nafshe Shaladam in Erot Kinyo Goladam. Okay. We'll have to get to that in the future. Okay, that is the issue that comes up. What about Ached, brothers Yarshining? What is the halacha? Does it go through the father or does it go directly from the brothers? Next, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan. So we are about to learn the first brisa of Ben. A child Yarshins a father. Just one other point. We're about to start a child yarshining a father. What about a father yarshining a child? So we say that's second. After children comes the father. It doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. Why doesn't it say that before in the Torah? It's learned out from She'iro, which we had earlier. So here, just about, I didn't mention this earlier, the Ramban. The Ramban ala Torah, Parshas Pinchas. The Ramban asked this question. Why doesn't the Torah say child, father, brothers go through? It mentions Achim, it skips the fathers. Learn that from Midrasha. Says the Ramban, V'lo hizkir akas of zeh, the pasuk does not say it explicitly. The Torah does not say Yerushas Ha'av. Why? V'hatam, ki b'mishpatei Yerusha kol ha-manchil nochel. Number one is because Yerusha is really two-directional. What directions? The manchel is nochel. Ki akurva shave. V'kivan sha'omer akasav sha'ben yorishas aviv. Gamav yorishas aben. So maybe first of all, it's as if it says it. Because if it says, child gets from the father gets from the child, as if it says it. Always goes in two directions. Yorish and morish. But then says the Ramban, va'od. Ki ha-Yerusha hi b'shalshelas ha-zera b'yotze chalatza v'lo b'tzadin. Real Yerusha, true Yerusha, is a child. Unzatem ezdachalaso. Mashma, here it is. Avalo ratza lomar v'im ein lo bat. Unzatem ezdachalaso lo aviv. Why? Ki derech bracha yedaber v'lo b'nichratim. It's a tragedy if a child dies before a parent. And the father's going to inherit. Torah doesn't want to say it. Torah doesn't want to talk about tragedies, doesn't want to mention it. So we'll learn it out from Midrasha. But the Torah doesn't want to talk about it, but cool, the Torah doesn't want to mention that type of circumstance, that a child is going to die before, all the children are going to die before the father. And finally, number three, v'ulai, he doesn't have any source for this, he just suggested, v'ulai lo hayaze biba'e ha'aretz she'yinchol ha'aves ha'ben, she'bohem yidaber, that generation, in the Dara Midbar, it never happened. Never happened that a child died before the father. Never happened. What happened by Tzlafchad? The son died, there were daughters. But it never happened. So the Torah only has to explicitly, drashas will get to later generations. Chazal will darshan it. But for that generation, maybe it wasn't needed. So therefore, said the Ramban, that's why it wasn't mentioned. So number one, maybe it was said, because it's two-directional, as if it said it. Number two, it's tragedy, we don't want to say it. And number three, maybe there was nobody from that generation that needed to hear it. Good. That's the Ramban. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Ben. So it says a son yarshins. Ein liela ben, ben haben, obasa ben, o ben abasa ben, minayin. How do you know all the yotze chalatzav of the son, the son's son, the daughter of the son, the son of the daughter of the son? How do you know any child from that son comes first before anybody else? Minayin lomar, ein lo. Or the pasuk says ubein ein lo. He doesn't have ein lo. So sometimes in Aramaic we're allowed to switch around some of the letters. So we switch the aleph and the ayin. Ein could also be read ayin alav. Analyze, search out on him, find anyone in his family, not only the ben but anybody under ayin alav. So that would be good enough for Yerusha. A. Next, bas. Ein li elabas. I only know there's a daughter. Bas abas. Well, what if you have a daughter's daughter? Uben abas. Ubas. Aben abas minayin. How do you know if you have any of the grandchildren? Tamalomar. Again, ein lo ayein alav. Ein lo that he doesn't have ayein alav. So learn out from him. Before we turn over. We didn't look at the Tosas. We didn't do the Tosas yet. So we didn't do the Tosas. Tosas asked two kashas. He says, number one, you learn out from ben ein lo ayein alav. Any child, if you look elsewhere, the Gemara is elsewhere, Kiddushin and Yivamis, the Gemara is machalic between two things. Two words, Ben and Zera. When the Torah says Zera, that includes any generation child. Zera ain't law. Zera ain't law. So then, like it talks about by a Kohen eating Truma. So let's say you have a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen gets married to a Yisrael, so she can't eat Truma anymore. Let's say her husband dies. Could she go back to her father's house? As long as she has no children. If she has no children, so then, or grandchildren, or great-grandchildren, then she go back to her father's house, she can eat truma again. So that's a Zera Ein Lo. That includes children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, but Ben only means first generation. Right? Ben is a son. Zera is even grandchildren. The Estos says, how could our Gemara say that there's a difference? So Tosva says, look at the top Tosas. Vim Tomar, typically, we'll get to that question. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. Tosas first asks another question. Vim Tomar on top. Typically, b'nei banim, harein kebanim. Yesh lomar, right, b'nei banim are like banim in many contexts. Tosas answers, dehasam dechsiv v'zera ein la mizera mashva b'nei banim. It's the answer of Tosfos. Zera includes even grandchildren, but Ben does not. And that's why you have to have the separate drasha of Ayin Alav, keep searching out, because Banim is usually Mashma only first generation. Achronim ask on Tosfos from a number of Chazals that we're all familiar with. That is first, Kiyomru says in Parshas Bo, Kiyomru Aleichem B'neichem O'avodezos Lachem, right, by Pesach. What does Rashi there say by B'neichem? B'neichem, he says, B'sora Tova, that we're going to have banim u'b'nei banim oskim b'Torah. Ki yom ra'alecha b'neichem. It means dore doros. So you see, ben means b'nei banim. What do I mean? Tosa says ben only means first generation. Or first generation. Or I'll give you another one. Where's Rashi? Rashi. So Rashi in Zos HaBracha. Right? The bracha by Levi. The bracha by Levi is, what is the bracha by Levi? Let me find it. Ha'omer lo avivu li'imo lo risiv, ve'esachav lo hikir, ve'es banav lo yada. Moshe Rabbeinu says, he didn't know his parents or his brothers, and what is this all referring to? It's referring to when he killed, when Sheva Levi killed out all the other Shvatim after the Chayta Egel. Mila Shem Elai, Mila Shem Elai, and they killed all their brothers. So Rashi quotes, it doesn't really mean their brothers, because all their brothers also didn't, no, nobody from Sheva Levi did the Egel. So it can't mean they're real brothers, they're brothers Mitzad Av. So what does it mean? So Rashi says, what is Bana Iachal Farish Aviv Mam Avob Kobane Levi? So let me start from the beginning of the Rashi. Knes versus Lai Kobane Levi, Vitzivisa Maharogas Avi Imo, Vahumi Israel, O Es Echav Mi Imo, O Ben Bito, Vachinasu. They killed out all the grandchildren of the Mitzad Haim. Why? Because you can't say Imis Kipshuto because nobody else in Shevet Levi worships. So again, you see there Ben, Bez Banavalikir means grandchildren. So many Achronim ask on Tosas, but you see many contexts, many Chazals, that they mean grandchildren. So what you have to say is that, I saw this answer from one of the Achronim, Yesha Tirtzu. This answer is from the Merkevas HaMishnah, that Shedivri HaTosas, Sheben HaAmur BaTorah, Eino Ben HaBen, Einam Amurim Ela Lamakam, Sheshayach LaFarish, Es HaPasak Ala Ben. Where it could mean Ben, and not Bnei Banim, that's where you can say it means Ben. But Kiyomer Aleichem Bneichem, it's obviously referring to a later generation. By Levi, it has to be referring to grandchildren. So if you don't know, so that's when you could say Ben means Rak Banim and not Bnei Banim. But if you have to learn otherwise, so then you could even learn it to Bnei Banim. Okay, there's more, but we will continue. Turning over. Haketzad. Haketzad. What's the question of Haketzad? The Rashbam says it's a separate question. Which means, how do you know that Nachla doesn't only go down later generations, but also up earlier generations? Ha ketzad, Nachla mimashmeshes v'holeches ad Reuven. Nachla goes all the way back to Reuven. I mean, it goes all the generations up, if we would go back to the Shvatim. Go all the way back to Reuven. V'lema Yaakov. Why doesn't the Brisa say the phrase, ad Yaakov? Yaakov, why Reuven? Why stop there? If you're going all the way back, anyway, go till Yaakov. Amar Abaya, Gemiri, Delokala Shifta. We have a Misora that Ishevit will not get wiped out. The Shvatin, the Shifteka, are permanent, eternal. And therefore, you'll never have a Shevet that's wiped out. So you're never going to go to Yaakov. You're never going to get to Yaakov. Reuven? No Reuven? Of course there's going to be a Reuven. Of course there's going to be a Shimon. Of course there's going to be the Shifteka. How do you know that? What's the source for that? So the Rashbam quotes a pasuk. Rashbam, 10th skinny line, 10th wide line of the Rashbam. Pasuk from Malachi. Malachi. Ki ani Hashem lo shinisi v'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. That's a pasuk that b'nei Yaakov will not be finished. I saw one of the other achronim, Chidushei Hari ben Chachmon. It's quoted here in the Birei Adaf. Shekabalazum Yusedes al Shayud Bay Shvatim him Kineged Yud Bay's Mazalos. The Neged Kineged the Mazalos, the constellations. Ukashem Sheyefsha La Olam Lis Kayim below call Yufbe's Mazalos, just like the Mazalos will never be right after the Mabul. Hashem says it'll never stop again. The Mazalos are eternal, Kach any Yochalis Kayim below call Yud Bay Shvatim. So the Shvatim will also never be extinguished. There's also one other, there's a Griz. Where's the Grizz? The Briskarav in Parshas Vayechi. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Eli, Hineni mafrecha v'hir bisicha, unisaticha lekahal amim. I will make you have many children, and I will make you lekahal amim." The Targum Unkelus on that pasuk, lekahal amim, lekinshas shivtin. The promise that Hashem is giving to that is being said here is a haftacha on the Shvatim. Says the Briska Rav, v'nischadesh b'zeh din shel Shvatim, v'nomer sham acher kach, v'es ha'aretz, v'es lomar ha'aretz, gam kish et ischalik l'shvatim. V'zeh sh'amar l'Yosef. Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Yosef. He's saying, the acheresh nischadesh din shel Shvatim, u'b'zeh tischayim chalukas ha'aretz. Be your hadavar. Dekivan da'asa osam shvatim, emela yesh lahem bris shel Shvatim, she'yiskaimu la'olam, v'gemiri d'lo kala shifta. He says there's a special din of Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a unit, and then there's a bris that every Shevet will continue to exist, and that's how the Nachla will be split up. That's the promise as Yaakov is giving Yosef to all of these Shvatim. And he says, and this is what we say in davening, Zechar la'Avraham li'Yisrael li'Yisrael avadecha asher nishpata lehem bach v'tataber lehem arba zarachem kochoy shemayim bris avos vi v'chol ha'aretz hazos asher amarti yatin lezarachem. What's the vi? It's another one, the and. First there's a bris avos, and then I'm going to give you the land yatin lezarachem. What's the two bris brito? He says, l'chorei nemuvan ma'inyin aftachas, what are you bringing in Eretz Yisrael here for? What's the bris of Eretz Yisrael have to do with the avos? The answer is no. The Eretz Yisrael means the shiftei ka, which each get a chalek of Eretz Yisrael, and that's a separate bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a bris of avos, and there's a bris of the shvatim. He says, Ulam nira dini HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar l'Moshe v'esayu schalu goy gadol, bris krusel avos, v'yal zehu shizker Moshe hacha b'tfiloso, v'avtachas ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tiach sharetz eschalek l'shvatim. So that is the bris kerub. That's what it says here. Gemiri l'kol shifta, a shiva will never be wiped out. That is a promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Okay. Oh, there's a lot. We have to continue. There's a lot more here about the avos pre-matan Torah. We're going all the way back to the Shvatim. Did the avos have the status of the Jews before matan Torah? Or were they b'nei Noach? Right, where they have Machlokes Ramban and the Chachmei Tzarfat on the. Did I bring it here? I forgot to bring it here. It was the Makalel. The Makalel is called the end of Parshas Emor, the Ben Isha Yisraelis, the Ish Mitzri. That's what it says there. So and the pasuk there says describes that he did and the Chazal Darshan that he did Geirus. He did Geirus. The question is the Ramban there says, well, he did Geirus, Ben Isha Yisraelis, Ish Mitzri. What do you need Geirus for? So the Ramban says, he followed his mother. That's what it means. He acted like a Jew. The Chachmei Tzarfat, the Ramban quotes them there. No, before Matan Torah, we were like Bnei Noach, so we went after the father. Hochan Acharav, paternal. Right, like the father, like non-Jews. They have Dini Yerusha through the father. And the Ramban says, no, we were like Jews. So the Mefarshim quote that machlokas related to here, Yerusha is allowed to go all the way up. What do you mean? After Matan Torah were Jews. Before Matan Torah were different. Maybe how could you compare before and after? Ad Ruvain, Yaakov. It's before Matan Torah. That's a sugya we don't have time for now, but that is the a discussion in the Mefarshim on this line. Let's go further though. Amrav Unamarav. Kol Omer Tirash Bas in Bas Haben. If someone says that a daughter should yarshin with the daughter of the son, right? Let's say Dina, let's say all the other Shvatim died. Let's say Dina should yarshin with the daughter of Reuven. If anybody says that, Afilu Nasi should be Israel. Even if they're a prince of Israel, Ein Shomin Lo. We don't listen to them. Why? Because it's wrong. It's against halacha. We said Yosi Reich will go first, but the Gemara doesn't stop there. It's not just against halacha, but She'enan Ela Maisit Stukin. That Stukim said that. Because, as we're going to see, Titania, Barba Basrim Teves, on the 24th day of Teves, Tavna Lidinana, the din returns that we got back to the din Torah, Shait Stukim Omrin Tiresh Abbas in Bas Haben, because the Stukim used to say this, that a daughter should get Yerusha with Bas Haben, with the daughter of a son, with a granddaughter. That's what they said. Why'd they say this? Punked out of everything. This is what the Stukim said, and Yimachras HaShabbos, okay. But they said this, so someone of the Achronim say no, because they didn't believe in the afterlife. Don't talk about Olam Haba really in the Torah. So they didn't believe in that. So they didn't believe in the concept of Mishmush, of Yerusha going through somebody. They didn't believe in that. What do you mean? Mishmush? The guy's dead. So the daughter's going to get it through the kever? No, what are you talking about? Nothing happens afterwards. So if there's a daughter, she's closer. The boss should get it. So you want to give them the another chelik to the granddaughter? Fine. But the daughter should get it. It's closer. Ah, that's what it is. That's what it's reflecting. That it's dafka dar. That was from Rabbi Yaakov. That's dafka darshening that. So the stukim used to say, Tirash abasa mabasa ben. So therefore, you can't say that because that's what the Stukim used to say. What's the Havamina that we would listen? Of course, it's against the Torah. So what? Even if the Stukim didn't say it, it's against Halacha. So what's the Havamina that they would do it? What's the Havamina that we would listen? So the Tosa says on the top Tosas, Sherotza Latakin Lafit Sorach Sha'a. even if it's temporary. Even if it's for a temporary moment, for some reason, the Posek Adar wants to say it, you can't do it. You can't do it because this is what the Stukim hold. This is what those who only believe in Torah Shebichsav. So you can't do it even for a short time. The Rashbam says maybe even if you want to say it's based on a Shita that we don't hold of later on in the Masechta, you can look at the Rashbam, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka later on, but one that we're not talking about now, but that is the Chiddush. Let's continue. So, the Tzdukim said that the daughter should get with the granddaughter. Nitzva lahen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to deal with them. Amar lahem, shotim minayin zelachem. He said, fools, how do you know this? V'lo haya adam shechziru davar. Nobody can answer him. Nobody can give him a source. Chutz mizakin echad, except for one elderly man. Shahayim mefat peit kenegdo. He was starting up. He was saying silly things. V'omer, he said a kav v'chomer. Making dash and a kav v'chomer from yourself. Right, so he thought so too. Uma bas beno abba mikoach beno tirashenu. If the daughter of a son is coming through the koach of the son of the dead, tirashenu, she yarshins. Bito abba mikoach ala kol shekein. A daughter is directly connected to the deceased, right? So she should get it for sure. So kara alav zamikra zeh. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said when he heard this, he said the following pasuk, right, about Esav's children. The Eila b'nei Seir achori yoshvei haaretz. These are the children of Seir that live there. Lotan v'shovo v'tzivon va'ana. Right, these four were the children. So Ana. Ana was a son of Seir. Ana was a brother of Tzivon. Viksiv, and the other pasuk, Eila b'nei Tzivon, ve'aya va'ana. Ana is a brother, a child of Tzivon. So is Ana a child of Tzivon or a brother of Tzivon? So what did Rashi say? Rashi quoted this 2 weeks ago, Ala Torah. Ela melami shabat Tzivon al imo, v'holod Ana. Tzivon was Bala's mother. And they had Ana. So Ana is his son and his brother. His son and his brother. But what do you see from there? But Ana, even though Ana is a grand, but Tzivon must have been dead when they got Har Seir, because they're talking about Ana getting it, so Tzivon must have been dead. But Ana is called the son of Seir. So you see a grandson is called a son. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. No, you see from the Pasuk. You even see from the Bnei Esav that a grandson takes the place of a son, and don't tell me that a daughter would go first. So that is the hochacha. Says the, it's a fascinating, ha'ara. Who is it, why dafka did he bring him a raya from these psukim? Dafka from the Bnei Esav? Cause the tzdukim felt, what are you darshaning all this stuff from that? There as extra lines. There's so much extra in the Torah. The Torah lists off so many things. They lift up Achos Lotan Timno, all this. That every letter of the Torah, you're going to darshan to learn a halacha, Torah Shebal Peh. That's what the Stukim didn't believe. They said, no, only what it says about you. No, there's extra. Don't be so medayik. So Rechem Zakkai takes all the family of Esav. You think this is all extra. It doesn't teach you anything. It's nothing. It's just a list. You don't learn anything from this. Even from this, you learn halacha. Even from this, nothing's extra. Every tiny little pasuk in the Torah teaches you something. So that's why Dafka, he brought a raya from this. By the way, I saw Machlokas Rishonim. Was Aya a boy or a girl? Anna. Was Anna a male or a female? Different chazals. Anyway. So the Gemara just interjects before we finish the story. V'dilma trei Anna have. Maybe it's two Annas. How do you know it was one Anna? Then you don't get this whole drasha. So no, I'm a rabba. Amina milsa de lo amr shvar malka. Rabbi says, I'm going to tell you something that shvar malka never said. Umanu Shmuel. Shvar malka is Shmuel. Or igada amri amr papa. Amina milsa de lo amr shvar malka. Umanu rabba. Tell you something that rabba never said. Amar kra hu Anna. Hu Anna de meikara. So we darshan hu Anna. It is Anna. It is the same Anna that it said earlier. Fine, so let's just finish the story. Amar le, Rebbe, b'kach ata potrani. So he says to him, that Stuki says, this is what you're answering me. This is what you're answering me from here, b'kach ata potrani, meaning, now, with these psukim from Esav. So Amar le, he says to him, shote, velotehe Torah shlema, shelanu, kesicha b'teila shalachem. Right, he says, our Torah is complete. None of your sicha b'teila. Finishing. So now he says, this is the real reason, not from Esav. Malabas b'no, sheken yafekocha, b'makom ha'achin. A daughter of a son has strength. That granddaughter has strength, b'makam achin, her uncles, tomar bebito shahara kocha b'makam achin, but if there's a daughter there, she would get nothing. So you see, a daughter sometimes does not get, even though a more distant relative gets. V'nitzchum, so therefore they were, the tzukim were proven wrong in public, and they lost, they stopped saying their shita, v'oso ayom asuhu yantif. That day they made a yantif, and that's why the 24th day of Teves, that was one, by the way, of the Megillas Tainis. We know the Gemara Misachas Rosh Hashanah lists off all the Megillas Tainis, Purim and Chanukah, the only ones we have left from there, the days that you weren't allowed to fast, you weren't allowed to have a hespedim, because they were days of yantif. So that is, this is also was one of the Megillas Tainis. Oh, it was the Marsha what I just said. The Marsha is the one that said that Dafka, he picked these psukim because the Mishum Tahaminim Vahatstukim Yomur Daharbi Dvarim Batorim Sicha Batela Veruyim Lisaref Kisifri Haminim Shalahem. And he says, no, Fi the Parsha Zu Gufa Heshav Lahim Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai Eila B'nei Seir Demuchag B'nei De'itzurch L'michtavei Lashminim Tekam Kodem At the Torah Dinim Hachi. And he continues, Dafka those psukim is what he brought a raya. Okay, let's turn, we'll continue tomorrow. Well, maybe we'll start with a discussion of the Avos before Matan Torah. We'll have to see how much there is to say tomorrow. A little Agadata tomorrow, but not too much. Then we have then we get back to some other hardcore halachas. And tomorrow Rashbam has the summary of the Seder of the Nachlas, Kufta Zayin of a Base. Again, Wednesday morning there might not be a shir. And there might not be a shir, might be away. But tomorrow be regular.